Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for the dear ones that are listening on the phone, the dear families that will be listening on the radio on a later day, the recording. We want to wish each and every one of you a blessed Sabbath on this September 5th, 2015. This is lesson 143, chapter 30, entitled, He Ordained 12, but this is part 2. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? The opening song to our study today is entitled, Hold Fast Till I Come. Sweet promises given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, my own to receive. Hold fast till I come. The danger is great. Sleep not as to others. Be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come. Build wash unto prayer when life's burning bright. He comes to all others as thief in the night. We know He is near, but know not the day. As spring shows that summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come. Yes, this is our hope to build on His word, the glorious appearing of Jesus our Lord. Our promises all and stand as the sun. Behold, I come quickly, hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come. Amen. Welcome to all the dear ones that are joining us at this moment. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommy, daddies, little ones.
If we can all kneel, bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning, have never blessed that. I pray you to learn from this story that we are going to learn today. Forgive us our sins and iniquities and our cross-sex spirits. Protect us where we go and protect us from the things you see and do. Let us be able to not be uncleansed. Let us be able to be cleansed at the cleanliness is next to godliness. Let us be able to ask, seek, and heed, and knock, and it will be given unto us. And let us be able to hail your glory and me and show we show our gratitude to others. I pray that we can be able to keep on preaching the gospel and one day be off of this sinful world. Let's be able to help them, help these sinners out, any way we can and be still one day closer to the kingdom that was promised to us. This is my friend, this person, amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 23, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part two in our lesson entitled, "He Ordained 12," of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babula. John 1:45 from the King James Version read, "Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
John 6:5. "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" John 6:6. "And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do."
John 14:5. "Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" John 14:6. "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Shabbos lessons, everyone. John 14:7. "If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." John 14:8. "Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 291 through 292. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us at this moment. We are in Desire of Ages, page 291. Voila.
Desire of Ages, page 291. Jesus had called his disciples that he might send them forth as his witnesses to declare to the world what they had seen and heard of him. Their office was the most important to which human beings had ever been called, and was second only to that of Christ himself. They were to be workers together with God for the saving of the world, as in the Old Testament the 12 patriarchs stand as representatives of Israel. So the 12 apostles were to stand as representatives of the gospel church. Desire of Ages, 291, verse 3. Thank you, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and welcome, dear Sister Carol and family. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus call his disciples for, and how important was their office as well as how they stood before the world for Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones,
bubble up. Is that he might send them forth as his witness to declare the world what they had seen and heard of him. And their office was the most important to which human beings had ever been called, and was second only that of Christ himself. So the 12 disciples apostles or to stand as representatives of the gospel church.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones, about how we can also serve Jesus by becoming his co-laborer. The title of this song is "Here Are My Hands." Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path, got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. We are in Desire of Ages, page 291.
Desire of Ages, page 291. The Savior knew the character of the men whom he had chosen. All their weaknesses and errors were open before him, and he knew the perils through which they must pass, the responsibility that would rest upon them, and his heart yearned over the chosen ones. Alone upon a mountain near the Sea of Galilee, he spent the entire night in prayer for them while they were sleeping at the foot of the mountain. With the first light of dawn, he summoned them to meet him, for he had something of importance to communicate to them. Desire of Ages, page 291, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddies, how well did the Savior know the characters of the men who he has chosen? And what did the Savior do to help them, and how? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is he knew all their weaknesses and errors, the perils through which they must pass, the responsibility that would rest upon them were open before him. And alone upon a mountain near the Sea of Galilee, he spent the entire night in prayer for them while they were sleeping at the foot of the mountain. He summoned them to meet him, for he had something of importance to communicate to them. These disciples had been for some time associated with Jesus and at their labor. John and James, Andrew and Peter, with Philip, Nathaniel, and Matthew, have been more closely connected with him than the others, and have witnessed more of his miracles. Peter, James, and John stood in still nearer relationship to him. They were almost constantly with him, witnessing his miracles and hearing his words. John pressed into still closer intimacy with Jesus so that he is distinguished as the one whom Jesus loved. The Savior loved them all, but John's was the most receptive spirit. He was younger than the others, and with more of the child's combined trust, he opened his heart to Jesus. Thus, he came more into sympathy with Christ, and through him, the Savior's deepest spiritual teaching was communicated to his people. Desire of Ages, page 292, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, how did the Savior feel about his disciples who were associated with him in active labor? But to who does he communicate the deepest spiritual teaching to his people? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is the Savior loved them all, and thus had ye that come more in sympathy with Christ like John, they with more of the child's confiding trust that will open their hearts to Jesus.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful hymn, dear ones, to be like John for the Savior to also teach us day by day. The title of this hymn is Savior, Teach Me Day by Day. Savior, teach me day by day, lost sweetness into all day, sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me. With a child's glad heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, from to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me thus thy step to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me. Loving, finds employ in obedience all her joy, ever knew that joy will be loving him who first loved me. Thus may I rejoice to show that I feel the love I owe, singing till thy face I see of his love who first loved me. Of his love who first loved me. We are in Desire of Ages, page 292.
Desire of Ages, page 292. At the end of one of the groups into which the apostles are divided stands the name of Philip. He was the first disciple to whom Jesus addressed with distinct command, the distinct command, follow me. Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. He had listened to the teaching of John the Baptist and had heard his announcement of Christ as the Lamb of God. Philip was a sincere seeker for the truth, but he was slow of heart to believe. Although he had joined himself to Christ, yet his announcement of him to Nathanael shows he was not fully convinced of the divinity of Jesus, though Christ had been proclaimed by the voice from heaven as the Son of God. To Philip, he was Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And John, that was John chapter 1, verse 45. And continuing on the next slide.
Question, dear ones, boys and girls, mommy and daddy. Which disciple from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, was the first to whom Jesus addressed with the distinct command, follow me? And Philip was a sincere seeker of truth. Why was he slow of heart to believe? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, buckle up.
The answer is Philip, and he had listened to the teaching of John the Baptist and had heard his announcement of Christ as the Lamb of God, and he shows that he was not fully convinced of the divinity of Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 292. Again, when the 5,000 were fed, Philip lacked the faith was shown. It was to test him that Jesus questioned, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Philip answered was on the side unbrief. 2,000 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. John 6, verses 5 and 7. Jesus was grieved. Although Philip had seen his works and felt his power, he yet had not faith. When the Greeks inquired of Philip concerning Jesus, he did not seize upon the opportunity of introducing them to the Savior, but he went to tell Andrew. Again, in those last hours before the crucifixion, the words of Philip were such as a discouraged faith.
Desire of Ages, page 292. When Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, how can we know the way? The Savior answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If he had known me, he should have known my Father also. From Philip came the response of unbelief. Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. John 14:5-8. So slow of heart, so weak in faith, was that disciple who for 3 years had been with Jesus. Desire of Ages is page 292, paragraph 2.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us at this very moment. Question, boys and girls. During what miracle of Jesus was Philip's glass of faith shown again? And how did Jesus test him? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is when the 5,000 were fed. And by Jesus' question, when shall we buy bread and these may eat? Philip's answer was on the side of unbelief. 200 penny worth of bread is sufficient for them, that everyone of them may take a little.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn from the scripture in a song what we cannot do without faith together here once from the book of Hebrew, and that is in chapter 11, verse 6. We have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this is the second part where we ask that you gather all the little ones, those precious little ones, very close to the mic, for this is story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear Brother Graves will be the one to narrate it.
All right. Good morning, boys and girls. Today we're going to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Exodus 20, verse 8. Did you memorize the Ten Commandments this week like I asked you to? Don't all say yes at once. God said the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. He placed His sanctity upon this day and blessed it and hallowed it. That means He made it holy as a day of rest. It is the only commandment in the whole Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments, that tells who God is. It places God in distinction, that is, to make a difference with every other God. It says, the God that made the heaven and the earth, the God that made the trees and the flowers that created man, this is the God that you are to keep before you, children, and you have only to point to the flowers and say that He made these and that He rested on the seventh day from all His labors. The seventh day is a God-given memorial. Children, do you know what a memorial is? It's a special day for remembering something special. God's Sabbath was made to help us remember creation. Pointing to God as the maker of the heavens and the earth, it distinguishes or identifies the true God from all other gods. All who keep the seventh day signify or show by this act that they are worshiping their worshipers of Jehovah. That's another name for Jesus. Thus the Sabbath is a sign of man's allegiance. That big word means loyalty. You may have heard people say, I pledge allegiance to the flag and so on. Well, that means they promise to be loyal to that flag or the country it represents. And our allegiance is to God. Thus, the Sabbath is a sign of man's allegiance or loyalty to God as long as there are any upon the earth to serve Him. God has given men 6 days wherein to labor. And He requires that their work be done in the 6 working days. Acts or deeds of necessity and mercy are permitted on the Sabbath. The sick and the suffering are at all times to be cared for, but unnecessary labor is strictly avoided. You don't work on your bicycle on Sabbath or play games. The commandment includes all within our gates. The inmates of the house, that means the people that live in your home or who are visitors in your home, are to lay aside their worldly business during the sacred hours. The sacred hours are from Friday sundown until Sabbath sundown. All should unite to honor God by willing service upon His holy days. So long as the heavens and the earth endure, the Sabbath will continue to be a sign of the Creator's power. When Eden shall bloom on earth again, did you know that before the flood, God took Eden to heaven and that He is going to bring it back to the earth made new? Well, He said He would. And when Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's holy rest day will be honored by all beneath the sun. From one Sabbath to another, the inhabitants, or the people, of the glorified new earth shall go up to worship before me, saith the Lord. That's from Sons and Daughters, page 59. And the commandment portion of it, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 20, verse 8. Thank you for listening.
Amen and praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 in the study entitled He Ordained 12 of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, Pabula.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads as far as possible. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up and bringing us into another week. Thank you for loving us and protecting us and guiding us and having such wonderful mercies upon our lives. Lord, forgive us for the lack of knowledge for all that you do for us, dear Father God, whether it be great or small. Even though simple things as in walking and just being able to talk and to use our body and our limbs in the way that they're supposed to be used. Thank you for all the wonderful mercies that you have upon us, dear Father. Thank you for your blessed Sabbath day so that we can rest, dear Father God, and come back in fellowship and union with you. Thank you for such a wonderful gift, dear Father, I pray. Please, Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body. I pray, Lord, that you please send your Holy Spirit to be around us, to guide us and keep us and lead us, and help us not to rest nor lean on our own understanding or to do anything that is not of you. Help us to test each and every spirit that and situation that comes across our way and ask ourselves in all things, what would Jesus do? What would we do to please our Lord and Savior? Thank you, Lord, for all the members that are here today, for those that are listening over the phones, for those that will be listening at a later time, and for those that are not present, dear Father, wherever they are, you know them. Bring them back to the fold according to your perfect will. And for those brethren that are doing missionary work that is on the front line, dear Father, please bless each and every one of your gems all over. Thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, that will be September 12, 2015, we will continue with part 3 of our study, He Ordained 12 in chapter 30. We have prepared activity for all the family to enjoy, and may the dialogue of the study may continue in the home. And I hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and we're giving thanks to all the dear family that participated. And may you all have a blessed rest of this peaceful Sabbath.